A proposed tweak to the Farm Bill to aid the farm transition process, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There was a provision in the 2018 Farm Bill to establish a commission on farm transitions, though the commission was never set up, and the current Farm Bill under consideration doesn't even have the provision anymore. Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo is one of four ag state members of Congress introducing a bill to correct that.
There is a lot of angst around that, and I think a lot of it is because so much agricultural land is held by people over the age of 65. About 40% of land is owned by individuals in that age range, and so that means that in the coming decades, we're going to be transferring more than 370 million acres of farmland.
Caraveo says farm transition is not a simple process, and this bill would establish a route to assistance.
We're tasking it with taking a look at several different issues around the transition of farmland, including the availability of land, making sure that there's infrastructure and credit and management tools to do that, that we're looking at how assets are transferred and whether we can improve that, that we're looking at incentives really to make sure that we're transferring from one generation to another and whether our tax policies make sense when we're looking at those kinds of transitions.
A similar measure has also been introduced in the Senate. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.